The Richest Women in America by Jennifer Kalfas. The richest women in America have more in common than just their wealth. From Jacqueline Mars to Christy Walton, the 10 richest women in America are all descendants or widows of the founders of some of the biggest companies in the country, from Walmart to Apple to Mars Candy. In fact, three of the richest women are from the Walton family of Walmart, and another three are from the Cox family of Cox Enterprises Fortune. It's for that reason that women like Oprah Winfrey, who has a net worth of $2.8 billion, and Marion Ilitch, who co-founded Little Caesars Pizza, are not on this list. They are, though, among the richest self-made women in America. Just as some of the richest people in the world like to donate their billions to charity, the richest women in America have used their tremendous inheritances for good, founding and running philanthropies. That includes Laureen Powell Jobs, who runs an organization dedicated to creating solutions to immigration reform and other social justice issues. Based on Forbes' annual ranking of the richest people in the world, these are the 10 richest women in America. Number one is Alice Walton. Industry, retail. Net worth, $38.2 billion. Alice Walton is the heiress of the Walmart fortune left behind by her father and Walmart founder Sam Walton. Walmart is the largest private employer in the country, and according to Forbes, Walton is worth at least $38.2 billion. Walton's family is also among the richest in the world. She and other members of her family run the Walton Family Foundation, which focuses on investing in programs related to K-12 education, environmental conservation, and improving the quality of life in Arkansas. The 68-year-old Texas resident is also known for her horse breeding and art collections, as well as her multi-million-dollar Texas ranches. Exhibiting her passion for art, Walton also opened the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, Arkansas, her hometown. With the recent death of French heiress Liliane Bettencourt, Walton is considered to be one of the two richest women in the world. The other is Bettencourt's daughter, Francoise Bettencourt Myers. Number two, Jacqueline Mars. Industry, food. Net worth, $25.5 billion. Similar to Walton, Jacqueline Mars comes from one of America's richest families and inherited a substantial amount of wealth. As the second richest woman in America, Mars is worth an estimated $25.5 billion thanks to her Mars Incorporated fortune and investments. Founded in 1911, Mars is the largest candy maker in the world, with treats like M&M's, Snickers, and Skittles. The company has also expanded to sell pet supplies. Mars, 78, owns a third of the company, and her two brothers own the other two-thirds. Outside of the company, Mars is a philanthropist. Thanks to her work for the United States Equestrian Team Foundation, she won the foundation's Distinguished Trustee Award in 2017. Mars lives in Virginia, where the company is based. Number three, Laureen Powell Jobs. Industry, tech. Net worth, $19.4 billion. The widow of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, businesswoman Laureen Powell Jobs, is worth around $19.4 billion, according to Forbes. Steve Jobs died in 2011 and had a net worth of around $11 billion before his death, according to The Motley Fool. Considered the third richest woman in America, Powell Jobs is the founder and president of the Emerson Collective, an organization that works with policymakers to create solutions to issues in education and immigration reform, among other social justice issues. Powell Jobs, 54, has also founded other organizations, including College Track, a group that helps prepare low-income students for college. Recently, Powell Jobs also bought a majority stake in the magazine The Atlantic for an unknown sum. Number four is Abigail Johnson. Her industry, money management. Net worth, $16 billion. Abigail Johnson is the president and CEO of Fidelity Investments, which her grandfather founded in 1946. One of Fortune's most powerful women, Johnson is worth around $16 billion and owns a 24.5% stake in Fidelity Investments, according to Forbes. In 2016, Fidelity had its fourth straight record year with $15.9 billion in revenue, according to Fortune. Johnson, 56, was named CEO in 2014 and took over as chairwoman of the company in 2016. A Boston resident, this richest woman received her MBA from Harvard University and joined the company as a financial analyst after graduating in 1988. Number 5, Blair Parry Okeden. Industry, media. Net worth, $12 billion. A Cox Enterprises heiress, Blair Parry Okeden is worth around $12 billion, according to Forbes. Her mother, Barbara Cox Anthony, was the daughter of the company's founder and died in 2007. As a result, Parry Okeden inherited a 25% stake in the company. Cox Enterprises is an Atlanta-based communications and automotive services conglomerate that Parry Okeden's grandfather, James M. Cox, founded in 1898. The fifth richest woman in America, Parry Okeden owns the company with two other members of her family. Despite being from the United States, Parry Okeden now lives in Australia with her husband. Number 6, Catherine Rayner. Industry, media. Net worth, $8 billion. Catherine Rayner, one of the richest women in America, is also one of the heiresses to the Cox Enterprises fortune. With an $8 billion net worth, Rayner is also the granddaughter of James M. Cox. She inherited a portion of her mother's 49% stake in Cox Enterprises with her siblings, Margaretta Taylor, who is also on this list, and James Cox Chambers. They each have a 17% stake in the company. The 72-year-old's East Hampton home and garden has been featured in Vogue. The heiress is also a philanthropist and trustee of the New York Public Library. In 2017, she gave $15 million to the library's research collections. And number 7 is Margaretta Taylor. Like her sister Raina, Margaretta has a net worth of around $8 billion thanks to her inherited 17% stake in Cox Enterprises from her mother. Taylor's 73 and her siblings inherited their wealth from their mother back in 2015. Cox Enterprises owns the third biggest cable operator in the U.S. Number 8, Pauline McMillan Kenneth. Industry, food. Net worth, $7.4 billion. Pauline McMillan Kenneth is an heiress of the founder of Cargill, the biggest food company in the world. Cargill supplies a wide variety of brands, including animal food giants like Nutrina and Purina. With a net worth of around $7.4 billion, she's the eighth richest woman in America. She's 83 years old. Cargill, the Minnesota-based food company that operates in 70 different countries with 155,000 employees, was founded by her great-grandfather, W.W. Cargill, in 1856. The Cargill family owns about 90% of the company, and Kenneth owns a 12% stake herself. According to Forbes, she's believed to be the largest shareholder of the company. Number 9, Christy Walton. Net worth, $7 billion. Christy Walton is also of Walmart fortune as the widow of John T. Walton, one of Sam Walton's sons. Worth around $7 billion, Christy Walton inherited her fortune when her husband died in a plane crash in 2005. Like her sister-in-law, Alice, Christy Walton is involved in other projects outside of Walmart. She's on the board of directors of the Children's Scholarship Fund, which her husband co-founded. The organization is dedicated to helping low-income students escape poverty through educational opportunity. According to Forbes, Christy Walton's son, Lucas Walton, also inherited a portion of his father's wealth and is one of the five youngest billionaires in America. And number 10, Anne Walton Kroenke. Her net worth, $6.6 billion. Another Walton billionaire, Anne Walton Kroenke, inherited her wealth from her father, James Bud Walton. He co-founded Walmart with his brother Sam. When her father died in 1995, Kroenke inherited a portion of his stake in Walmart. The 69-year-old richest woman is also a registered nurse and is married to real estate billionaire Stan Kroenke, who is worth around $8 billion, according to Forbes. He owns a number of professional sports teams, including the Los Angeles Rams and the Denver Nuggets.